The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
The final score, the Nashville Predators 6, the San Jose Sharks 3, in front of a crowd of 17,159 screaming fans at Bridgestone Arena. It's time now for the Sharks Instant Replay to tell you how it all happened here in Music City. And it was not a good start, and it certainly was not the way you wanted it to go tonight for Sharks hockey. They came into this game with a 4-game losing streak, third time they've had that happen this year, and they faced a team that's one of the hotter teams in the NHL in Nashville that had won 4 straight games. Nashville would take a 1-0 lead, 2:34 into the first period, when Philip Forsberg, starting a memorable night, scored his 33rd goal of the season on a beautiful tic-tac-toe play, assisted by Fyodor Svechkov and Jonathan Marchessault. Wood far side of the ice, pinballs it off the skates of Sam Dickinson. It ricochets to the near corner of the Shark zone, and Dickinson fans on the puck, stolen by Marchessault. Sends to the slot, fed in front, they score! A tic-tac-toe play for Nashville, as Fyodor Svechkov got that play from Marchessault, and he wasted no time to get it right in front to Philip Forsberg. The red-hot Forsberg, who was named the number 2 star of the week in the NHL, continues his onslaught. He now has a 5-game point-scoring streak, and he makes it 1-0 in favor of the Predators. The time of this goal, 2 minutes and 34 seconds of this first period. Wow, that was really impressive. It was 1-0 in favor of the Predators, and Nashville was really storming to start that first period. But Alex Nedeljkovic and the Sharks held them off for a little bit, and at the 6:25 mark of the first period, San Jose would tie the score. Headman Pete Ferraro. Now it's Goodrill across the line. Oh, Gaudette. Rink-wide toss, Ferraro skating in deep, turning. Back to the point, Mukha Madula on the drive, score! That got tipped in front, Adam Gaudette getting a piece of it. And it went misdirection on the goaltender Saros, and the Sharks have tied it up 1-1. Unfortunately, that would be as close as the Sharks would get all night long. Adam Gaudette, his 15th goal of the season, assisted by Shakir Mukhamadulin and Mario Ferraro at 6:25 of the first, made the score 1-1. But the rest of the period was all Predators. They would score 4 more times. They only had 9 shots on goal in the period, and they scored 5 total goals. It was 1-1 at that point when Matthew Wood came in, taking a pass from Jonathan Marchessault after a battle win by Marchessault, and scored his 16th of the season. That is Wood's goal at 7:49 to make it 2-1. Misa will get it first on the left side. Try to go back to the point, but that's a good read by Marchessault to knock it down. He gets out of the zone. He's checked by Orloff, but he got it behind him, and moving in, it's Wood. Shooting it. Score! We told you Matthew Wood was having an outstanding rookie season, and he got underneath the defense and behind Orloff, who was stepping up to Marchessault. Marchessault, that crafty veteran that he is, somehow got that puck through and poked it just ahead. Wood coming across the line, and the right-handed shooting Wood snapping one up top, stick side. And all of a sudden, it's 2-1 Nashville at 7:49 of this first period. Then Roman Josi waltzed into the zone, took a little drop from Philip Forsberg, and scored his 12th goal of the season at 11:40 of the first. It was 3-1 in favor of Nashville. Now it's Forsberg stopping it. Nice stick-handling move off the board. Sends it back to the slot. Josi, score! So first the keep-in by Brady Shea, then the nice stick-handling move by Forsberg, and great vision by Philip Forsberg to spot Roman Josi, the leading man on defense and the captain of the Nashville Predators, coming right down the center slot. He dropped the puck back to him, and a perfect wrist shot by Josi makes it 3-1 Predators at 11:40 of this first period. making matters even more painful. At 12:26, Luke Evangelista took a pass from Ryan O'Reilly, who won a battle behind the net, moving it up the boards, spun it across the ice, and it was in the back of the goal. 10th of a season for Evangelista from O'Reilly and Brady Shea at 12:26, and suddenly it was 4-1. Predators, who have the puck now after the faceoff in their own zone. A headman feed on the left. It goes to Ryan O'Reilly, the veteran. Comes across the line, spins, throws to the net, they score! That's Luke Evangelista in the slot, getting his stick down. Looked like he deflected that to make it 4-1 Predators. And we have barely played 12 minutes and 26 seconds of this game, and the Predators are in charge. At 16:36 of the first period, Shea on the point beats Nedeljkovic through a couple of layers of traffic. His second goal of the year, assisted by Ryan O'Reilly yet again. Now it's taken back by Jost. A little behind-the-back pass looking for O'Reilly breaking in. He kicked it in his skates. He cuts behind his net. He slips away from the Sharks' Dickinson, but he's checked there nicely by some help from Adam Gaudette, and the puck skips free. Problem is, Ferraro couldn't get it, and O'Reilly gets it back to the point. Shea the drive. Score! Now it's 5-1 in favor of Nashville as Brady Shea, the beneficiary of some hard work by Ryan O'Reilly in the offensive end, taking that shot toward the net. I'm not sure if it was tipped in front, but either way, it is a 5-1 Nashville lead in a really rough period for the Sharks. Again, O'Reilly got the puck, and it was fed back to the point. There were two layers of traffic in front for Brady Shea to fire the puck through, but that's just old-fashioned work by Ryan O'Reilly as he stole the puck away from Ferraro, worked away from a check from Gaudette, and then on the point, the quick shot, and Brady Shea was able to sneak it through. And so it was 5-1 in favor of Nashville after only one period of play. In the second period, things got a little bit better. The Sharks ended up outshooting the Predators 15-6 in that period, but unfortunately, they would only score once. Before that, it was 6-1 when Steven Stamkos got his 35th of the season during a Predators power play, assisted by Philip Forsberg and Jonathan Marchessault. Just an amazing performance by all three of those championship-level veterans. Here's Forsberg moving right to left to the Sharks' line. He curls. He had it on his backhand to Stamkos near side. Stammer exchanges passes with the puck. And now he sends it back, gets a return feed, shoots one, score! Power play goal for Steven Stamkos. He is red hot. And he and Forsberg exchanging passes. Nice keep-in just before that by Forsberg on the zone entry. He almost skated out of the zone, but almost doesn't count, except in horseshoes and hand grenades. And in that particular case, Forsberg kept the play in, exchanged it beautifully, and Stamkos just snapped that thing up top from the left side, and it is 6-1 in favor of Nashville. It was 6-1, as I mentioned, before the Sharks finally got on a 5-on-3 power play late in the period, and Will Smith ended a 6-game pointless drought and a 9-game goalless drought with this play. Smith and Klingberg keep it in. Less than a minute remaining on the power play. Celebrini shoots, save. Rebound, the shot by Wennberg, save. Rebound, Smith shoots, score! Will Smith ends a 9-game goalless drought and scores a 5-on-3 power play goal to make it 6-2. And the Sharks still have a minute 23 left on Ryan O'Reilly's delay of game penalty. That was really a great goal by Will Smith. He gets his 20th of a season, unassisted technically, at 17:26, a 5-on-3 power play tally. But unfortunately, San Jose did not score in the remainder of that 5-on-4 man advantage chance. Had they done that, that would have made things awfully interesting at the end of the second period and maybe plant a seed of doubt or two into the Nashville side of the ice. But fortunately for the Predators, Yusa Saros came up with a couple of big saves, and it was still a 6-2 lead for the Preds after 40 minutes of action. Early in the third, the Sharks got another opportunity, and at a minute 40 of the frame, Will Smith got his second goal of the night. Faceoff drop, controlled by the Preds. They lead 6-2. Sharks need to get one relatively early here to get themselves back in. Will Smith at his own blue line with Vinny Desharnais pushes it forward. It's on the stick of Chernyshov, and he moves into the zone. He cuts back behind the Preds net, goes for the wraparound, it's in front. It's a chance for Smith, backhand, score! Will Smith's in front of the net. Looks like he's going to get his second goal of the game and 21st of the season. Chernyshov rushing into the zone, going behind the net and centering it. Michael Misa just on, trying to get it. And it gets by Yusis Saros, and the Sharks are down 6-3, and they start to feel like they might have a shot at it here. Well, they had a shot. That made the score 6-3, but the problem is that that was all she wrote for the entire third period. San Jose ended up outshooting the Predators 10-4 in the third, but that was the only goal that they would get. Final totals for the game, 30 shots for the Sharks and only 19 for Nashville. But after that wild first period in favor of the Preds, they were able to coast to that 6-3 win. I probably shouldn't say coast, because the Sharks really did push as hard as they could. And to their credit, they worked as hard as they could. But Yusis Saros came up with some nice saves, and the Predators had control of the ice surface by the end of the contest, as the frustrated Sharks were not getting any reward for all of the effort that they had. And the moral of the story is you can't chase a 6-1 deficit in the NHL very easily. The Sharks gave it their best, but unfortunately, they lose by the score of 6-3. Predators now have won 5 straight games, and their record is now 34-28-9 for 77 points. What a swing in the standings that is for the team that began the night in the second wild card position, as the Sharks lose their 5th straight game, and they're now down to 32-31-6 for 70 points in 69 games. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.